अधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा बनचारी यमुना तीरा बनचारी यमुना जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. जय कृष्णा बलराम कृष्णा बलराम कृष्णा बलराम जय वृंदावन राम जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय गौरानिताय 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 जय गौरानिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 प्रभुपाद
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्र सत हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भेचणारविंदेशी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शीला प्रभुपाद की नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्र सत हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद ठाकुर की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन धाम की मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर नवदीप धाम की गंगा माई जमुना माई की भक्ति प्रदानी तुलसी महारानी की श्री चैतन्य चरतामृतम ग्रंथ की All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
श्री चैतन्य चरितामृतम आदि लीला चैप्टर वन एंटाइटल द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स पयार 102
हे चंद्र सूर्य दुई परम सदय हे चंद्र सूर्य दुई परम सदय जगतेरा भाग्य गौड़े करिला उदय जगतेरा भाग्य गौड़े करिला उदय ऐ चंद्र सूर्य दुई परम सदय जगतेरा भाग्य गौड़े करिला उदय ऐ चंद्र सूर्य दुई परम सदय जगतेरा भाग्य गौड़े करिला उदय हे चंद्र सूर्य दुई परम सदय जगतेरा भाग्य गौड़े करिला उदय हे चंद्र सूर्य दुई परम सदय जगतेरा भाग्य गौड़े करिला उदय हे चंद्र सूर्य दुई परम सदय जगतेरा भाग्य गौड़े करिला उदय माताजी ऐ चंद्र सूर्य दुई परम सदय जगतेरा भाग्य गौड़े करिला उदय माताजी ऐ चंद्र सूर्य दुई परम सदय जगतेरा भाग्य गौड़े करिला उदय
ए दिस चंद्र मून सूर्य सन दुई टू परम वेरी मच सदय काइंड जगतेर ऑफ द पीपल ऑफ द वर्ल्ड भाग्य for the fortune gaude in the land of gaud karila did uday appearance translation and purport by his divine grace shila prabhupada ki translation these two the sun and moon are very kind to the people of the world thus for the good fortune of all they have appeared on the horizon of Bengal. Purport. The celebrated ancient capital of the Sen dynasty, which was known as Gaurdesh or Gaud, was situated in what is now the modern district of Malda. Later this capital was transferred to the ninth or central island on the western side of the Ganges at Navadvip, which is now known as Mayapur and was then called Gaudpur. Lord Chaitanya appeared there and Lord Nityananda came there and joined him from the district of Birbhum. They appeared on the horizon of Gaurdesh to spread the science of Krishna consciousness, and it is predicted that as the sun and moon gradually move west, the moment they begin 500 years ago will come to the western civilization by their mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu drive away the five kinds of ignorance of the conditioned souls. In the Mahabharata, Udyog Parv, 43rd verse, 43rd chapter, these five kinds of ignorances are described. They are, number one, accepting the body to be the self. Second, ignorance, making material sense gratification one's standard of enjoyment. Then the third, ignorance, being anxious due to material identification. Fourth one, lamenting. And the fifth, ignorance, is thinking that there is anything beyond the absolute truth. The teachings of Lord Chaitanya eradicates these five kinds of ignorance. Whatever one sees or otherwise experiences, one should know to be simply an exhibition of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's energy. Everything is a manifestation of Krishna. Om Gyanti Mirandhasya Gyananjan Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Grim Yat Kripa Tamam Vande Paramanand Madhvam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Shri Gurudin Taranam Vancha Kalpatru Bhescha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namunamaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare I seek mercy of Maharaj, Panch God Prabhu and other senior Vaishnavas I see here. So please bless me so that I can say something about Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda here. Hare Krishna. So, this is the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in this first chapter, he did Mangalacharan, auspicious prayers. In the 14 verses, he has done Mangalacharan. He says that this Mangalacharan is of trivid prakar, of three types. First is Vastu Nirdesh. That what is the objective of this book? It's called Vastu, Vastu Nirdesh. That what is the prime subject matter of this book? And then Ashirvad and Namaskar. So these are the three subject matters of Mangalacharan, which Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives in first 14 verses of this first chapter. One of those Mangalacharan verses, prayers, talks of that these two personalities, Lord Nityanand and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they appeared Gaud Deshe, Sahoditau, Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda, Sahoditau. These are the two personalities, those who have appeared in the horizon of Gauda, Pushpavantau. For what? For giving benedictions, for showering mercy, for giving blessings to the fallen conditioned souls. And Chitrau Shannadau Shandau Tamonidau. These are supposed to be here only for removing the darkness. Tamo nidau. Tama means ignorance and nidau means to remove, to dispel. So these two personalities are chitrau, are adbhut, are vichitra, are very astonishing. How are they astonishing? Patra kupatra vichar nahi. They don't recognize, they don't see to it whether someone is a patra, is a suitable candidate for giving Krishna Prem, whether he is a suitable candidate for going back home, back to Godhead, or not a suitable candidate. Patra patra nahi dekhe vilay Krishna Prem. Vilay means to give. Freely distributing is called vilay. Just giving Krishna prema. To anyone who comes in touch with these two personalities and through them, those who are following them, those who they are anugas, those who are following these two personalities, those who are following in the parampara, anyone who comes in touch with them, patra kupatra nahi dekhe vilay Krishna prem, just distribute Krishna prema. And not only that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has got one more vichitra, one more adbhut, astonishing characteristic. His eyes are first on the person who is most fallen. This is his way of distributing love of Godhead. Patit pavan hetu tav avatar. Those who are really humble and think themselves that they are fallen, they are the first candidate for receiving the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is how actually our acharyas are making a very wonderful proposition that one must remain humble, and that is the process of attaining Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada writes here in the beginning of summary of this chapter, Prabhupada says that it is very difficult to fathom the mercy of these two personalities. It's impossible, almost impossible to fathom the mercy of these two personalities. But if one on its own try to touch the transcendental plane, it will not happen. It will not work. Then Prabhupada writes two important, very important criteria. So Prabhupada says that the very first thing is that one must give oral reception to the pastimes of these personalities. And second, in a mood of humility. If someone in a humble mood is giving oral reception, then definitely his entry into the transcendental plane is guaranteed, Prabhupada says. Because this way only one will get convinced about that I on my own cannot really make it. It's only through the mercy. It's only through the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through the mercy of acharyas, that something can happen. And then he says, Shandau. Shandau means giving benediction. They are here just for giving benediction only. For a very short span of time, Mahaprabhu came, Nityanand Prabhu came. But through the process of the holy name, through the process of connection to devotional service, through the process of devotional service, they are giving benedictions that come back home, this is a rot place, this is a place not meant for you. So this way, Chitrau Shandau Tamonidau. Tamonidau means that those who are there to remove the darkness. The living entity is struggling here. The Lord is not happy about it. The Lord is feeling pain in his heart. That why my part and parcels, Mamevam Shajivaloke Jibhut Sanatana, why they should suffer here? This place is not meant for them. But in this particular incarnation, the Lord came in a very, very merciful attitude. In a very, very love-giving attitude. Just chant the holy name. That is the weapon they have introduced in this particular yoga. Chant the holy name and get delivered. And the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially like Mahaprabhu gave very deep instructions to Rupa Goswami Pad at Allahabad, Sanatan Goswami Pad, then also discussed this wonderful philosophy of Krishna consciousness with many other exalted associates, Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramanand, and especially among them Rupa Goswami Pad and Sanatan Goswami Pad, Lord sent here to Vrindavan. Though they are eternal associates of the Lord, they are the one, those who are eternally situated in the pastimes of the Lord, Nitya Leela of the Lord, still Lord instructed them, and the same message he gave to them, that write books, go and stay at Vrindavan, excavate the places of pastime of Lord Krishna and write books. So the instruction that this most munificent incarnation of Godhead, after instructing his dear associates, that he give is go to Vrindavan, stay there and write books. Srila Rupa Goswami श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम स्थापितम येन भूतले. ही इज द वन हु अंडरस्टैंड द इनर डिजायर ऑफ महाप्रभु. ही इज द वन हु अंडरस्टैंड द हार्ट ऑफ महाप्रभु. He is the one who understands what is the merciful content of the chamber of his heart. He understands this very well. And one of his book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, very prominent book. This is known as the pocket dictionary of sincere, serious devotees. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Prabhupada translated as the nectar of devotion. So after writing Mangalacharan of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the very first word, the very first word which Rupa Goswami composed is Anyabhilashita Shunyam. He wrote 10 verses for his Mangalacharan of the book. And the 11th verse, the very first word, which is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Abhishtam, is Anyabhilashita Shunyam. That actually the pure devotional service is the result of two things, he says. One is Anyabhilashita Shunyam, and second is Anukulena Krishnanushilanam. What is Krishnanushilanam? Krishnanushilanam means following the path of Krishna consciousness on the direction of acharyas, on the direction of spiritual masters, on the direction of Vaishnavas. Not trying to invent one's own ways. Says that this way, Anyabhilashita Shunyam. He's not saying Anyabhilasha Shunyam. He's saying Anyabhilashita Shunyam. There is a subtle difference between these two words. Abhilasha is desire, and Abhilashita is desireness, intent, the intention. So Rupa Goswami Pad says that everyone who has intention, deep intention to serve the Lord in a pure state of mind, he qualifies for Shuddha Bhakti, Bhakti Ruttama. Anyabhilashita Shunyam Gyan Karmadhyanavritam Anukulena Krishnanushilanam Bhaktiruttama. The very first words, the follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one who understands the heart of Mahaprabhu, Abhisht, Mano Abhisht, what is most close to his heart, is the pure devotional service, is the Shuddha Bhakti. And Rupa Goswami Pad says that this Shuddha Bhakti, the pure devotional service, first starts with the intent of rendering pure devotional service. And anyone who has pure intentions to serve the Lord, who doesn't have any hidden agenda, who doesn't have any purpose of getting any benefit out of the devotional service, Rupa Goswami Pad says, he qualifies for pure devotion service, Bhakti Ruttama. But it must be Anukulena Krishnanushilanam. It must be following the footsteps of previous acharyas. So this way, the intent of Mahaprabhu, the desire of Mahaprabhu, the inner heart of Mahaprabhu is very, very clearly established by the acharyas. We are supposed to be Rupanug. Rupanug means Rup Anu Ga. Ga means follower. Anu means behind. And Rup means Rupa Goswami Pad. So we are supposed to be following in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami Pad, who has very, very clearly understood, very deeply understood the inner heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu came here for giving Shuddha Bhakti. And actually, our acharyas are giving Shuddha Bhakti only. Like Mahaprabhu gave instructions to Rupa Goswami Pad to write books. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj Parampara ordered Srila Prabhupada to print books. The contents of the book, the contents of message of this Parampara Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's parampara, this Gaudiya parampara, is already contained in various scriptures of acharyas in the parampara. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj ordered his dear disciple, Srila Prabhupada ki. So he ordered him to print this book. This is a Brahat Mridanga movement. To print this book. And how the next generation, the one where we are, most of us are falling, are meant for distributing this book, distributing the message of this book. So right from writing the book, the first message from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to printing the books, to us it came as distributing the books, distributing the message which is contained in the books. And actually, anyone who is seriously engaged in this third process of properly understanding the books, first of all, the contents of whatever acharyas have written, especially most mercifully what Prabhupada has translated in his books, understanding, discussing them, understanding deeply, meditating upon the instructions which are contained in the books of Prabhupada, and then trying to distribute the message, trying to preach, trying to distribute, that is certainly entitled to achieve Krishna Prema. That gentleman, that devotee who understands the essence of Krishna consciousness which Mahaprabhu came for, which Nityanand Prabhu came for, that devotee is definitely entitled, because he is not only helping others by this process, he is helping himself also. Preaching is actually happening first to one own self, then it results outside. This meditating upon the instructions of the Lord, meditating upon the instructions of our acharyas in parampara, and especially the wonderful directions from Prabhupada, and our immediate acharyas are meant for meditating and thereafter preaching the essence of that by our achar, vichar and prachar. So what verse is saying here is that these are Chandra and Surya. What is the function? What is the role of Chandra and Surya? This material world is full of ignorance, is full of darkness. There is no light. The only light which we get in this material world is principally from sun. The only illusion, the only illumination that we get in this material world is from sun. That is a prime source. And similarly, when the sun is set, the energy, that illuminating energy, is transferred to the moon. So this sun and moon, which illuminates the entire material world, entire creation, similarly, the real illumination is coming from this sun and moon. Sun is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and moon is Nityananda Prabhu. Nitaye pad kamal koti chandra sushital. Koti chandra means that millions and millions of moons. Nitaye pad kamal, the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, the kind of benediction, the kind of mercy, the kind of peacefulness one get once he gets connected to the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, when he gets connected to parampara. Moon in the night, especially the moon during Purnima. Now we are very closely approaching Sharad Purnima, the most closest, the most coolest night of the whole year is Sharad Purnima night. But millions and millions of time cooler is the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. Is the lotus feet of the acharyas in this parampara. Nityananda Prabhu actually represents, he is Adi Guru. So he represents the Guru parampara. The more one is connected closely to this parampara, the more one is sold out to the instructions of his Guru Maharaj, he is actually feeling the bliss. he is feeling, he is experiencing the this coolness, this great mercy of this parampara. So, ai chandra surya dui param sadai. Param means supreme, sadai are always merciful. It's our great fortune, good great fortune. From time immemorial, Prabhupada says that we were rotting in this material world. Rotting means that we were good for nothing. A rotten fruit is good for nothing. Does anyone want to taste the rotten fruit? Eat the rotten fruit? Nobody wants the rotten fruit. Sada hua phal, nobody wants to eat. Just meant to be thrown away. So Prabhupada says that we all were rotting here in this material world. Rotting, useless, good for nothing. But somehow, Mahaprabhu came, Nityanand Prabhu came, and they made this rotting buckets of fruit as the most useful flower to be kept at the lotus feet of the Lord. They came here, then the acharyas in the parampara came here distributing the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the message of Param Sadaya, and they are making these rotten fruits as the flowers at the lotus feet of the Lord. This movement is not meant for ordinary people. This is meant for most fortunate one actually. So coming in contact with this movement, coming in contact with Srila Prabhupada, coming in contact with the parampara, is not ordinary thing. Despite that we are rotting here, but somehow we are picked, so we are very, very fortunate to be connected here. And then he says that jagatera bhagya. Bhagya means fortune. Jagatera bhagya, the fortune of this material world. Gaude karila udaye. These two personalities really showed that what is the most fortunate thing ever possible in this material world. The appearance of Mahaprabhu, who is the most merciful incarnation, doesn't happen very often. Only in one day, once in one day of Lord Brahma, Mahaprabhu comes. There are 1,000 Chaturyugas, there are 1,000 Kalyugas. So in every Kalyuga, Mahaprabhu never comes. Mahaprabhu comes only once in one Kalyug. It's a huge number. 4,320,000 is the count of one Divya Yuga, which constitutes one Satya Yuga, one Dwapar Yuga, one Treta Yuga, and one Kal Yuga. So 4.3 million is the count of one Divya Yuga, and in one day of Brahma there are 1,000 such Divya Yugas. So 4.3 million into 1,000 is the day of Brahma, and equal is the duration of night of Brahmaji into 2. So 4.3 million into 1,000 into 2 means 8.6 million into 1,000 years only for a very short duration during this 8.6 million into 1,000 years time, just for 40-50 years Mahaprabhu comes. So very, very fortunate are those who have direct reception of Mahaprabhu in the form of the holy name which he has brought, Golokera Premdhan Harinam Sankirtan. Very fortunate are those who are able to chant this holy name which Mahaprabhu directly brought from Krishna Loka, Goloka. Very, very fortunate. It's not an ordinary mantra. It's a Premdhan. धन इज कॉल्ड निधि, वेल्थ. इट्स द वेल्थ ऑफ लव. दिस इज द मोस्ट प्रीशियस असेट इन द लॉर्ड्स अबोड. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. सो गेटिंग कनेक्टेड टू दिस होली नेम, दिस महामंत्र, एंड चैंटिंग वाइब्रेटिंग दिस मंत्र फ्रॉम वन्स टंग इज नॉट पॉसिबल फॉर अदर्स. Those who are very, very fortunate, those who are getting the mercy of Mahaprabhu, direct mercy of Mahaprabhu, are able to vibrate this, these syllables, these great syllables, Hare Krishna and Ram. These are not ordinary words, these are not ordinary syllables. And second mercy is coming through the form of the Parampara Sahitya, the literature, which is very mercifully translated by Srila Prabhupada. Most of us may not be knowing Sanskrit. Yadi Prabhupada na hoito, tabhe ki hoito. If Mahaprabhu is there, Parampara Acharyas are there, the things are there in Sanskrit. Most of them are written in Sanskrit, or maybe some of them in Bangla. But most merciful Srila Prabhupada ki, he has translated everything. Whatever is needed is translated. And Prabhupada declared that whatever is required to attain love of Godhead is there in my books. I have given everything what is needed. It's there in my books. So the sincere practitioners in Krishna consciousness take shelter of these three instruments. One, the holy name, and second, the writings of Srila Prabhupada. And this way, one who takes shelter of these two things, definitely he will be respecting the devotees. He will look forward. He will be very eager to have the association of pure devotees. And association of pure devotee works wonders. Mahaprabhu has given five prime principles. Rupa Goswami Pad gave 64 items of Vaidhi Bhakti. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he mentioned 64 items, but then he says that five of them carries Mahabal. Mahabal. Very, very potent, very, very powerful. If one takes shelter of these five, definitely he is going to attain love of Godhead. Definitely he will see going back home to back to Godhead. So he says, Harinam, Bhagwat Shravan, association of devotees, Vigraha Aradhana, and Dhamvas. These are the five Mahabal. These are five very, 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 very potent. And Prabhupada, although he has mentioned 64 items in Nectar of Devotion, after writing these 64 items, Srila Prabhupada decided that he should contain one chapter, he should write exclusively one chapter on these five items. So Prabhupada, in Nectar of Devotion, despite mentioning in a great detail about all the 64 items, still he thought it wise to give proper attention so that devotee should understand the deep meaning of these five items. So he specifically wrote one chapter only covering these five items. So, very important for all of us that the light of illumination, light of Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu is already there. All the acharyas are showering their mercy, are all showering this illumination, this light into our hearts, into the darkened heart. But the most important job that we have to take up is to distribute Prabhupada books, is to send these books to the rotting soul of this material world. We have been benefited, we have been somehow showered the mercy by some of the devotees. So this process, this parampara must continue. The parampara of distributing this transcendental literature, playing the Brahad Mridanga, and at the same time distributing the essence of Mahaprabhu's parampara. Everyone is entitled to attain Krishna Prema. That's why the very first word Rupa Goswami Pad says, Anya Bhilashita Shunyam. Gaurangara Bhakta Gan Vairagya Pradhan. And then he says, Tarhaite Tushthaya Gaur Bhagavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes very blissful by seeing that the devotees are really understanding that this material world is not meant for them. The enjoyment in this material world means extending the lease. But it will only be possible if one takes shelter of the parampara acharyas properly. And taking shelter means understanding the essence of these scriptures, chanting the holy name, and spreading this message properly. One who is understanding that the essence lies in preaching, the sense of Krishna consciousness, a sense of mercy, a sense of benediction of this parampara lies in preaching, he has understood the deepest secret of Krishna consciousness. So with these few words, I come to the conclusion here, and I request Maharaj or Prabhu, if you want to add anything, please contribute to, if you want to say anything.
So he said that even if one studies all the scriptures and chants so many mantras and performs so many austerities and tapasyas, unless the pure devotee gives his blessings, he really can't understand the essence of the absolute truth. So how do we actually get that blessings from the pure devotee? I mean, from reading, chanting, trying on our own to accomplish that mission of understanding,
that's right. Prabhupada writes in one of the purport in Bhagavad Gita, in 10th chapter, I think verse number 10. Those who are seriously practicing, they may not be very thorough. They may not be very thorough in the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, but still tesham satat yuktanam bhajtam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te tesham evanukam partam aham agyan jamatama nashyami atma bhavasto gyan deepena bhasvata. Krishna is seeing our efforts. Krishna is seeing our intent, our deep desire. He will take care of that ignorance in our heart. In Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, one more secret is revealed by Suta Goswami. He says that, Shanvatam Swakatha Krishna Punya Shravan Kirtana. That those who are engaged in the process of hearing and chanting, those who are engaged seriously in this process of Punya Shravan Kirtana, the most auspicious activity of hearing and chanting, Krishna himself cleans. Vidunoti Suhit Sadam. Hirdyantastohi Vidunoti Suhit Sadam. He himself cleans the darkness, the illusion, the ignorance in the heart of those who are trying to engage themselves in the process of hearing and chanting. So this process of properly hearing and chanting will definitely open, will pave the path of illumination. Because the Lord has promised it. I will, with the torch of knowledge, remove the ignorance in the heart of serious, sincere practitioners. So catching hold of the lotus feet of acharyas is a guarantee, is a guaranteed path that all the illuminations in the heart will go away. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Very nice, practical, good question. It has got two ways to understand. One is that if a teacher is strict, one learns the things quickly. One, if we have a strict leader, a strict discipline leader, and he tries that we also should remain focused in Krishna consciousness, because Maya is very, very strong. I'll give you an example in a family. Suppose a father has got three sons. With the most senior one, he'll be very, very strict. He would expect him to behave in a proper manner. But son, say, who is the most younger one, say in third standard or fourth standard, he may ask him, okay, you play, you watch TV or do something like that. But to the sincere ones, he would definitely say, you must spend time on your studies now. Now, it's not that the father is differently situated towards both of them. Those who are sincere and serious, or wherever he sees that something can be improved, if the leaders are strict, this is for our own benefit. If the leaders are arrogant, if the leaders are duplicitous, that is something else. But the leaders are strict, please take it as a mercy of Krishna, because then we are at the right hands. Instead of finding some fault in there, we should try to see that Krishna consciousness depends upon the mercy of senior devotees. They have the key in their hand by which we can click open the door back home, back to Godhead. Until the time we are seeing faults in the seniors, we are definitely not going to attain the most essential quality, which is humility. If they are showing some, say, aggressive attitude, maybe in their heart they are very humble. They are perhaps always praying to Prabhupada or praying to acharyas that we are doing this thankless job of administration, thankless job of managing, thankless job of directing, because this is the process, this is the way we will be getting the mercy. So instead of seeing the empty side of the glass, a good intelligent devotee should try to see that the glass is half filled. Try to see that the seniors are meant for correcting us. We are also in a way sometime working similarly with our juniors. But what is our heart at that time? To help them, to shower mercy so that they remain strict into the path of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada writes somewhere, instead of changing the situation, instead of adjusting the situation, we should try to adjust our Krishna conscious attitude. If we try to adjust our attitude in Krishna consciousness, in Nectar of Instruction, in preface, Prabhupada writes that advancement in Krishna consciousness depends upon the attitude of the practitioner. This is in the preface, very boldly mentioned by Prabhupada, that advancement in Krishna consciousness depends upon the attitude of the practitioner. But if some of such devotees are not sincere in their heart and they are trying to squeeze some gain or some benefit out of that position, Krishna will handle them. Prabhupada will handle them. This is the movement of Srila Prabhupada. Everywhere, in all the centers, in all the temples, it's Prabhupada who is handling, who is managing the entire affairs of the show. Entire things are handled by Prabhupada. Prabhupada will ensure that those who are not working the way they should, Prabhupada will handle them. But for us, those who are following, should have got that our acharyas, our seniors, Vaishnavs have got key for us, so that our room, our door back home, back to Godhead can be opened. Is it okay, Prabhu? Thank you. Yes, on the back. Very nice. If someone is weak, Krishna is sitting in his heart. So Krishna is powerful. He is most powerful. We are weak if we stand with the most powerful. You put 0, 0, 0, 0. You put 0 10 times. Weak, no value. You put 1 before 0. What happens? Does it have any power or not? Then it becomes 1 million. So Krishna sitting in the heart can make us zero as any big number. So when we are performing devotional service sincerely and without any hidden agenda, this kapat manas is not liked by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is patit pavan, he is not kapati pavan. He can purify anyone who is rotting, who is sinful. He is patit pavan. He is very happy lifting those who are patit and claiming that we are patit. But those who are kapati, those who are duplicitous, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never sees towards them. So we are weak. We should recognize that we are weak. That's a good enough qualification to attain the mercy of Mahaprabhu. It's okay? Yes, Prabhu. Louder, and every can.
Yes. So, if we reach to get a mercy, in what form do we get a mercy? When do we get a mercy? And in our wisdom, when do we choose to get a mercy?
Come again, I couldn't follow you.
So, when we reach to get a mercy, right?
Yes, yes.
But in what form do we get a mercy? When do we get a mercy?
What I understand, that if we repeat the message of this parampara, the message given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. So after that, how do we get the message in our heart? Mercy. How do we get mercy? Okay. How do we get mercy? Wonderful. Just by understanding this message, mercy is already there. As soon as we understand the deep message of Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu came here for lifting the conditioned fallen souls. This is the inner desire of Mahaprabhu. If we understand that this is the intent of Mahaprabhu, this is what Prabhupada has said, just preach. Understand the philosophy and preach. Rest everything will follow. The more we try in our heart for giving this message of parampara, our heart will automatically get purified. Because we need to meditate upon. If you have to tell someone, you have to do achar also. Before the prachar, first thing is vichar. These things have to be meditated upon. These instructions have to be meditated upon. Then naturally will come achar. It will be imbibed in your personality. And then the prachar will happen. Those who are seriously understanding it will understand the process of vichar, achar and prachar. Will automatically happen. Don't bother. If our intent are purified, Krishna is willing to make us an instrument in this process of spreading Krishna consciousness. He is more than willing that we become an instrument and nimitta. Nimitta matra bhava sabve sanchi. Actually, Mahaprabhu has already spread Krishna consciousness. Like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, already killed all these soldiers. You just become an instrument. It's already done. The prophecy of Mahaprabhu is bound to come true. Prithvite ache jatta nagar adi gram sarvatra prachar hoiva muranam. This has already happened. Only that it will be through certain instruments, it will be revealed, it will be manifested. It's already done. Like Krishna is already killed, Mahaprabhu's desire is already done, fulfilled by Yoga Maya. Now the instruments are only going to purify themselves. So we are going to get benefited the most. We are going to get the mercy the most by this process. Is it okay? Yes, Prabhu. Come again?
In Krishna consciousness, we do
kapat. Okay. So Prabhu is saying that we are somehow still duplicitous or kapat in Krishna consciousness. What to do? Nothing else. Get soul to the instruction of your spiritual master. Make it your life and soul. The best way to remove the kapat from the heart, the duplicity from the heart, is to make the instruction of the spiritual master as one's life and soul. There will not remain any duplicity. There will not remain any kapat in the heart. Okay? Shrimad Chaitanya Chatamritam Granth ki, Anant Koti Vaishnav Vrind ki, Shila Prabhupad ki, Samast Bhakta Vrind ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Thanks a lot.